Lately, our weather has felt a little more like a traditional Seattle summer. We've got some cooler weather, some cloudy weather. So how's the weekend weather going to affect your plans? Nick Bond has answers. He's Washington State's climatologist and a regular guest on The Record. Hi, Nick.
Hey there.
So I have to ask, I bought an air conditioner last month during that rash of 90 plus degree days that we had. Am I going to need my air conditioner this weekend?
Not this weekend. There's still some summer left.
Okay.
We can get heat waves in August, and there's the long-range models are showing some disquieting sort of evidence that it might get hot again, but who knows whether it's going to be 90s at this point.
Okay. So it's possible we'll have some heat waves again, but not this weekend. What are we looking at this weekend?
This weekend, you know, after a kind of a picture postcard type of day today, some clouds, actually showers likely early evening on Saturday and hit and miss showers around on Sunday. So especially in the mountains, temperatures very near normal, mid to high 70s.
Okay, so a little, not necessarily traditional Seattle summer. We'll have some intense rain, maybe.
Oh, I don't think it's going to be intense here in the lowlands. Some of the showers in the mountains can come down at a pretty good clip. But this time of year, it rarely rains a lot in the Seattle area.
Okay. Well, I'm here with state climatologist Nick Bond. And over the past few months, when you've come to talk with us, you've been telling us about the ominously named blob, the blob. So this is something you've been researching for a while. What's the latest on this?
Yeah, well, it's still out there and it's still rearing its ugly head. And a lot of the climate community has taken notice of it, and the fishery oceanographers and so forth. And there's a lot of folks trying to figure out just what its effects have been. And in particular, the factors related to the drought that's gripping the whole U.S. West Coast.
And for people who may not know what the blob is necessarily, it's an unusually warm body of water that's traveling off the West Coast. Is that right?
Yeah, it's a kind of more or less circular patch of water, much warmer than normal off our coast. The whole Northeast Pacific is warm from the tropics up to Alaska, but there's a particularly warm spot off our coast.
Wow. Well, now you're hoping that other people can help research the blob. So how can I help you research the blob?
Yeah, it turns out there's a project being organized by the Oregon Climate Change Research Institute, or OCRI, in which people can use the computers just in the background mode in the middle of the night and that sort of thing. They can run some climate model runs on their computers that we can use to really tear apart the kind of cause and effect with what's going on with the weather and climate these days. And so it's no work on their part. It's not going to interfere with other use of the computer, but to an extent, we can really learn a lot when we have a lot of these climate models to look at. And so there, if you Google climateprediction.net and Western U.S. drought or OCRI, you can kind of see how you can sign up. And again, it's a way for people to contribute to, you know, what we think is a pretty important environmental problem.
What specific questions are you hoping this program can help answer about the blob?
Just what really caused it and how much effect the blob has on our weather. It looks like it helps make us warm, but does it affect wind patterns? And we don't really know that. And by having a bunch of these model runs, and I'm talking about thousands, we can really kind of tear into that more.
Well, we've talked about the blob here with you several times now, and you've said that this research is near and dear to your heart, and this topic is. Why is that? Why?
Well, yeah, my research has to do in large part the weather and climate of the Pacific Northwest, and in particular, air-sea interactions involved with it. And so we've been handed by Mother Nature a really extreme climate event, and so it's a chance to really learn how this system works and how the pieces fit together.
Nick, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, sure.
Nick Bond is Washington State climatologist, and he's a regular guest on The Record. This has been The Record for Friday, August 7th. I'm Jeannie Yandel. Have a great weekend.